gonna be the greatest of all time. Yeah, wanna be the greatest of all time. Yeah, wanna be the greatest of all time. Yeah. Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, man. Welcome y'all to another one, man. This is Sparking Conversation. I am your boy Ra1, and y'all know what we do each and every week, y'all. I chop it up with some of the world's most interesting people, and you know, this week is going to be none other than the same thing as that. I got an amazing guest for this week. We're gonna chop it up about some things that's really serious, right? But before we get into that and I get into all that, I want to let y'all know, as I always do each and every week, about how thankful I am, right? Like, how thankful I am to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast, because like I say, each and every week, you guys are the real MVP, right? Y'all on Spotify, y'all on Apple Music, y'all on Amazon, y'all on everywhere that you stream your podcast, we there, and y'all rocking with us. And I definitely appreciate y'all for that, man. Also, I want to say thank you to all the people that's been following the page, man. All the people that's been subscribing over on YouTube. Thank y'all, because y'all don't know how hard it is to get subscribers. Like, you can get views and all that, but to get subscribers, it's like it's almost like pulling teeth to get people that be coming back, watching your content, and just hit the subscribe button. But for those of you that are, thank y'all, because you know, maybe about 3 months or so ago, I had to separate Sparking Conversation from the Collective Visions page on YouTube. The reason why I had to do that is because y'all all know I produce content, comedy content, skits, short films, all that. Eventually going to jump into the full-length films as well. So you can consider me a filmmaker. So with that, I was running a podcast over there as well, too. And I was like, wait, hold on. I know it's sometimes people was just coming to see the skits and the content, and then there were people that were coming just to see the podcast situation. So what I did was I separated it, gave it its own channel, right? So we building up from scratch. So the fact that you guys are subscribing, thank y'all so much. So each and every person that jumps out here and subscribes to our channel on YouTube, Sparking Conversation, thank y'all. I wanted to make sure I threw that in there too, you know what I mean? Okay, so y'all already know how I give it up. I'm going to do like I do each and every show. Take advantage of your financial freedom. Listen, it's all kind of things that's going to happen in your life, right, where you're going to have to figure out a way. And from what I'm understanding is it's not so much that you can do without you having a certain type of thought process already in advance. So what I mean by that is that you can't be in a financial situation and you just feel like you got to do more physically, and that's what's going to bring more into you. What I'm realizing is that, no, it's when you're not doing nothing. It's the way you think, right? They're saying that your subconscious is where your mind and what the energy that goes out really responds to, right? So if you are in your head, or no, matter of fact, even in your mouth, and you're saying, yo, I got this, I got that, I want this, I want that, but then you hear that little voice inside of you saying, man, that ain't gonna happen, man, that's too much, that dream too big, that's your subconscious. See, that's the fight or flight thing, right? All it's doing is trying to protect you. It's definitely a negative Nancy, but it's trying to protect you. Why? Because most people fear the fact of failing. So they don't try. Or when things happen, they give up because they feel like, yo, I ain't even going to try it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to fail. So when you have that type of mindset, and on top of the fact that you got bills and you got all other kind of situations coming that's attacking you financially, you're not in the right vibration to bring the financial freedom to you. So you got to open up yourself, right? So what I mean by that is that each and every person, man, that's watching this right now, and the people that's going to watch the playback, I promise you, I'm on a journey with y'all, right? You got to shape the way that you think here. You got to shape the what you say here, and you got to shape what you believe in here, right? Now, listen, I know how it go. People make it sound cliche, sound kind of corny, but I promise y'all, you change this here, change this here and really believe in here, then everything coming. Because that's the type of energy I'm on right now. I'm just going to be totally transparent. Because it'd be so much happening in the background that will cause a person to not keep going, right? Resilience is something that I just feel like, you know, depending on who you are, it's a learned trait or a learned ability, right? You got to learn resilience. Everybody's not born with that. That's something that you got to learn. You got to learn to push past all your obstacles, right? You got to learn to push past what that thought is in your head that make you say, I don't want to be here no more because of this. Or I don't want to, you know, because giving up is the most easiest thing that anybody could do in this world. Give up, yo. Trying is really hard, you know. And I know a lot of people look at that like, man, I try stuff every day. Yeah, I know, but that's the hardest part, believing in yourself enough to even try it. Most people won't do that. And my guest tonight, that goes along with what we're going to talk about tonight, because she's faced so many different obstacles, and at the same time she had to push forward and keep fighting. Even from where she's going to talk to y'all from tonight will give y'all the option, no, the idea of what resilience is, because you got to keep going. Right. The one thing about gifts, and I said this before, like these are things that you don't ask for. You don't ask for these things. These are things that was given to you freely by God. God gave you gifts. Now, I know there's some people who don't believe in God. That ain't my thing to worry about who you believe in. Because you don't believe in something don't mean it ain't true. All I know is that birds know how to fly and they do it. And why a chicken can't fly, I don't even know. But the difference between the two is the fact that one know it and one don't. But it looked like both of them got the ability to do that. Now, kind of put that, apply that in your life, y'all. Apply that in your life. There are people that look like they got everything it takes to fly, yet they don't. Think about that shit, y'all. Word. Versus them having everything that the person that could fly, a chicken has everything that other birds have in order for it to fly, just don't know that it can. And they don't believe that it can. So then when you got us, all the people out here right now, whatever you guys are doing out there in this world, if you want to change the way that you live right now, if you want to change your situation, then what you got to do? You got to believe it already up here. You got to say it here, and you got to believe it in here that you already got it. Not that you're going to get it, but you already got it. I walk in everything already. You know what I'm saying? We're not waiting until the situation comes in order for it to be given. I'm not waiting for nobody to give me an opportunity. We create them. If somebody come with an opportunity, definitely appreciate y'all. But regardless of whether they coming with it or not, because of the fact that I got vision, I'm going to go ahead and create it. And if it comes, it comes. But you got to be in that energy for those opportunities to come. There are people that sit around waiting for opportunity all day long and try and push for somebody to give them something, and it's somebody who's working in the background, but don't seem like it, like they're going to surpass them. But there's somebody that's working in the background who don't offer, who ain't looking, but who is creating opportunities. They're going to turn around and surpass them. Why? Because I'm telling you, hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard, y'all. Word, that's a bar. I'm going to be honest with y'all. No matter what you're going to do in your life, it don't matter. The number one thing that you got to do is you got to try. All right? So before we get into that, I want y'all to know that you guys also be clicking the links in the description. Thank y'all for that, because that's another thing that I want y'all to do. Continue to make sure that y'all get this information. Don't forget, Webull is giving away free stocks, okay? All you got to do is open up a brokerage account. You can put a penny in there, and they're going to give y'all free stocks. It's going to be up to $1,500, even more sometimes. But what I'm saying to you, you don't know what you're going to get. You can get one of the top stocks. You can get a bunch of the low. I don't know. But that's not the point. The point is, though, but you can use that situation to learn and learn how to keep going and moving forward. Don't worry about everything else. I got too many people talking about I'm too old to start investing. You bugging. because there's certain things up here that are going on right now that don't even cost a penny. So imagine if you could get in it right now into the next 2-3 years, voila. So what I'm saying to you, look, you don't know, just do the research, right? I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a person that likes to motivate my people and let them know that there is a way. Nobody is going to tell you that you're going to get there because they like to keep information. I don't. But here we go, y'all. I'm about to bring up my guest. And like I said in earlier, you know, resilience, right? You got to have that just to maintain in life. And it's a lot of things that go to say about a lot of men. Let me tell y'all something, man. You know, it's really no excuse for y'all, man, not to at least try to believe in yourself, to bet on yourself. There's nothing that should stand in your way from betting on yourself. Now, look, I'm not the one that's going to push you to go work for other people and all that. That's not my business to say, but you know what you got and you're facing and what's on your plate in front of you. Just handle that. But for the most part, if you know you got a vision in you and you got something that you know that was given to you deep down inside, but you don't know how you're going to get it done, the worst part you can do is worry about what you don't know. The main thing you need to do is worry about just doing it. And I mean, That just goes without saying, because my guest that I'm getting ready to bring up tonight, no matter what she has gone through, and she's gone through a lot, and we're going to talk about what that lot is, right? I'm talking about from going from losing her child to suffering from a stroke to going through all other type of obstacles. Do you understand what I'm saying? In order for her to be here today to still tell her story enough, and she still has the energy in her to want to motivate by giving her story other people that may be going through things about how to keep pushing forward and how not to give up no matter what your situation is. Tonight she's going to be coming to us from her hospital bed. Right. And I'm not saying that to be dramatic. I'm saying that to say, listen, y'all, what I mean by resilience is look, some people would give up. Some people would reschedule. Some people won't even respond. You know what I'm saying? But she was ready. She responded to me a long time ago. We booked it in and she showed up and she here. So let me bring her up real quick and I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell y'all why she on the platform. Y'all, Miss Alma Thomas, y'all. Let's see what's going on. There she go. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you? I'm excited to be on your program tonight to share just a little bit of my testimony.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to begin by saying, if you notice, I'm laying down. It's not because this is my bedtime and I was going to do the podcast from my bed, but because 3 years ago, I suffered a massive stroke, and I do these podcasts from my bed because I want to, like, people have asked me, do you want to be on camera? Why do you want to be on camera in that state? And I said, because I want to inspire and empower people that's been through a lot of things that had a lot of bad chapters in their life, not to give up. It's not over. You still have purpose inside of you. There's greatness in each and every one of us. So don't never stop reaching for your dreams.
And that's right. That's right. And that goes right with the theme of what I was saying earlier. And also what I've been saying, you know, for a while now about people finding a purpose. I know a lot of people look at the things that go on in their life and they ask, why them? Instead of looking at themselves and saying, why not me? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you were built for that. Although it's not stuff that, you know, maybe we want to go through. But the fact that we go through it and we make it out is tough. So tell everybody your name and tell them where you're from.
Okay. My name is Minister Alma Thomas. I'm from Long Island, New York. I live in Copaig. For 32 years, I taught Head Start. I was a head teacher in Head Start, so I love children. I'm a minister, a author, a motivational speaker, and a grief coach. Because as you said, I'm a part of a club that I didn't ask to join, but I got automatic admission to that club when I lost my son in 2009. So in 2009, right, my son passed away. He had a massive heart attack. And he died February 13, 2009. And on April 17, 2009, that was his first birthday in heaven. And I was going to unalive myself, not because I wanted to be unalive in particular, but I wanted to spend my son's 19th birthday with him, his first birthday in heaven. And I woke up this that morning and I was wondering if my grandmother was baking him a cake, doing the angels sing happy birthday to you. And then I decided that I'm the best person to spend this special birthday with him was his mom. And I poured a whole bottle of pills in my hand and I was going to take them. And earlier, as you were saying that people believe in what they believe in, but I know there's a God because I heard a still voice say to me, if you do it, you'll never see him again. Never pills back into the bottle and crying myself to sleep. But that Sunday morning, I ran to church and I couldn't wait for protocol. I couldn't wait till the pastor preached, till the prayer line was called. I ran up to the altar and I told God, I said, God, I don't know how to deal with this thing. People are telling me that you are so strong, they never would have been able to get it and do it. And I'm strong on the outside, but I'm suffering on the inside. I know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, because so my spiritual man was okay, but the mom in me was suffering. And people, I was saying, God, I'm having thoughts and I know they're not right. Like people would tell me, he's in a better place. And knowing now, of course, he's in a better place. He wouldn't come back if he could. But then I was thinking, why don't you let little Johnny or Susie go to the better place? And then you tell me tomorrow if the better place is better than their bedroom. It's a better place, better than that empty seat that's staring at me at the dining room table night after night after night. You tell me where the better place is. And then people would tell me, oh, my 98-year-old grandfather had a heart attack and he survived. And I'm thinking in my mind, he was 98. Why did God save him but take my 18-year-old son? And I knew those thoughts wasn't right. But if you know anything about the African-American church and community, especially 15 years ago, mental health was taboo. We're taught from young, what goes on in this house stays in this house. It's all in your mind. They don't see any physical symptoms, so they think it's all in your mind. And it's all right if you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you high blood pressure pills, diabetes medication. But when you talk about taking antidepressant pills, anti-anxiety pills, then they're telling you that it's all in your head, that, you know, if you love God, you can get over it. And I knew that I loved God with all my heart, but I wasn't able to get over this thing. And then I decided that against community stigma, against church laws and what they believe in, that I needed help. And not every clergy is able to deal with mental health. So you have to go to somebody that knows. So I went to mental health, the EAP at my job, and I was able to talk through the stages of grief. Yes, of course, I knew the stages of grief because I minored in psychology. But reading about the stages of grief and going through the stages of grief is two separate things. And Right. For anybody out there that have lost loved ones, there's no expiration date to grief. The grief will, the longing, the memories will always be there, but learn how to live through it. You learn how to survive day by day, because if you wouldn't, that's why so many people are in mental hospitals. That's why so many people unalive themselves, because they allow themselves to get stagnant in one stage of the grief process, and then they do lose their mind, because the grief, the loss of a child, is one of the hardest griefs that you could go through, because the way we expect for our children to bury us, but when we turn around and have to bury our children, that's something very hard to deal with. But don't let what talking to someone did for me is let me identify my triggers, discover that it was all right to say no. I guess sometimes I would get triggered. I'm going to other people's graduations and parties, and it's okay to say, you know, no, I don't think that I'll be able to do that, and explain to them why that, you know, that triggers me. Because I think about that my son didn't graduate from law school, that he would have been graduating, he would have been getting married. So some of those things still, 15 years later, trigger me. But I learned how to turn my pain into passion, because I started a scholarship in his honor. To date, we've given out 17 scholarships to African-American boys who have been accepted into college of single parents. And we give each of them a $500 scholarship that goes towards their books, or if they need to do their rooms and comforters, just, you know, things, little things that don't come with your tuition package.
Right. Look, that's good. That's a lot too. Yeah. And like you said, whenever people go through multiple things and it affects them mentally, you're right. It is taboo in our community for them to seek mental help alone, because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of kids in school, you know, just because of how they were automatically given medicine and stuff like that. Right. So in order for people to allow them to express themselves, they will diagnose them and give them different things that will help with like different type of psychosis. So yeah, like without the medicine, now you've actually became what you really wasn't. It's just that what people thought you were, because this is the type of person you are. That's why I feel like traditional school is one of the places that set up a lot of kids for traps, because you're right. Like when things do come up, when it comes to grief and things like that, people don't know how to deal with it because they haven't been allowed to have real life scenarios whenever they're going, when they're growing up in school, because people learn differently. You know, like everybody learns differently. Although you might be in a room with people your age, y'all all got to do the same thing, but you know, everybody learns differently. So the fact that you were able to, you know, take the stages of grief and actually break it down through the fact that you had a minor in, you know, psychology and then wasn't able to apply it, but you knew it. So that's another thing, too, about us having information, right? Because we all know something, but very well do they not give it. It's just like a lot of people out here who call themselves relationship coaches, but they ain't in a relationship.
Right.
So you got all the information on how to be in an amazing relationship, but you ain't in one? Like, yo, it don't go together. It's just like when you go to school for business and the professor don't own one.
Right?
You letting the people teach you about stuff that they regurgitating, but not really that they've gone through, right? And actually can give you proof of concept because they applied it. But with you, that was a good thing because you went through these different stages of grief. So now you say you're a grief coach. So before we get into learning what a grief coach is, let's talk a little bit more about the situation. So you say your son had a heart attack, and then you said that you suffered from a stroke, right?
Yeah.
So was the things going on, did it have anything to do with health? Was it, you know, like poor eating? Like what was going on that you guys are being attacked in your heart like that in your family?
I think that it's genetics because my grandmother on my mother's side died from a massive heart attack, and my father had a stroke, and his mother had a stroke. So I think it's part genetics and part of the things that, you know, we used to, that I used to eat, you know, those things all together, you know, caused those, these ailments.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, a lot of times with us too, like, the good thing is that you found your purpose, because you said that earlier, which is amazing, because a lot of people do not. Right. Although we all go through things, like even if it's self-inflicted things or even if it's things that we cannot help, we still go through things. But on the route to still finding your purpose, it's amazing when people can see past whatever, well, see past themselves, so to speak. Right. Because of the fact that you're going through all those things and you still see past it. Because, look, let's face it, you know, this food out here that they got for sale for us, and I don't mean us by color. This got to do with everything that has to do with economics. Because just the same food that's in the low-income Black community is the same food that's in the low-income white community, Latino community. Look, when it comes down to the wealthy, this is one thing that I'm learning by studying people who are already wealthy. They don't care about race. They don't care about color. Like, that don't matter to them. What matter to them is the deal. They don't care. They do not. Like, as much people would like to think that racism is a place that's all the way up top, no, it's really more about class, like classism, right? Because really what it's about is about how they could keep the people that are under them staying in a place where they can continue to work for them, right? And if you are eating bad food, that's going to cause you to want to have a job because you're going to need health insurance, right? Because you're going to have to keep going to the doctor. You're going to have to. So they create the cycle.
Right, that's true.
He is more expensive than. Got cameras. It's okay. It's a storm, you know, like it's a storm going on or on its way. You know what I'm saying? Coming close or whatever.
Yeah, it's storming here also.
Yeah. It's raining here too. But yeah, for the most part, and so that's what happens, right? We in our community, we're faced with more than just the fact of just what go on outside. We're faced with the choices we have to make too, you know, just to survive. And as long as we rely on other people to feed us, to clothe us, and to house us, we're going to be in these positions where, you know, physically our health is going to be attacked. So I'm glad that you're honest enough to say that, you know, because most people would. You know what I mean? They wouldn't say, you know, it's because of how they were eating. They will say everything else. If it's really genetics, is it? Not saying you. I'm just talking about in general. Most people would use that as, yeah, this is in my family. But if all of y'all still eating the same thing, like if y'all all still eating hog maws and chitlins, and I'm not saying that's what you eat. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm saying in general, we know what type of foods, processed foods, we know what it is regardless. And if you eat in the same way grandma ate or the way grandpa ate or the way so-and-so ate, then it'll seem like it's in your family. But really the only thing in your family is the pig or the process or whatever that other thing is that people can't put down that causes that type of stuff, you know? It don't really be just your genetics, you know? Like,
right. I'm not,
it be the part of your family that people don't claim, and that be what we eat. That's just as much a part of a person's family than a brother, sister, cousin, or uncle, or aunt is what you eat.
Right, because once you find out, once you find out it's in your family, if you change the way that you're eating, just like now since I had the stroke, I'm changing the way that I'm eating, and my blood pressure was always on the high side, but now it's on the low side because of the vegetables and fruit that I'm eating. So it could be genetics, but once you find out and change your eating and your dietary habits, then you can sort of come back that genetics. The reason why, like you said, the reason why it was genetic to them is because not just was the genes passed down, but the habits were passed down.
Facts. That's a fact. That's another thing, too. 98% of the things that we go through is based on our habitual pattern, right? Most people have a force of habit that they can't control or they don't think of. That's why I feel like even in the beginning when I was talking about, financial situations, a lot of time you're going to get attacked in your finances until you start to believe who you are in your space. So you can attract the things that you need to have the things that you want. Because a lot of times whenever people are facing things, because they're facing that emotion of facing it is the one thing that they can harbor on. They don't see past it, right? It's very hard for you to see past your drama or the issue that you're facing if it's right there. It's hard for you to see 3 steps ahead, but that's the difference between people who play checkers and people who play chess, right? It's the same type of concept when it got to deal with taking pieces off the board. The only difference with chess, the object of the game is to be 3 moves ahead. So you got to think ahead. And most people out here playing checkers, right? They don't think about the moves ahead. They think about right now how I can move this piece up this board, right? And that's what it's about. And so if you kind of really think about that and you kind of really put that into where your life is, a lot of times people could find out like, yo, I can break this generational curse. Because that's really what it be.
Right.
You know, like even if like you said, it could be genetics or whatever, but a lot of times it'd be a generational curse. Because like you said, if you change your eating habit and you change how you maneuver, exercise or whatever, you could possibly be the person in your family who didn't suffer from that. Because genetics will almost mean that everybody in your family will have to suffer from that. So I don't know. But look, let's talk a little bit more about how you were able to move past that. Because let's think about it. A grief coach, I've never heard of that before. So I'm interested. Now that I think about it, I guess I could kind of put the concept together in my head, but I want to know from you exactly what a grief coach is.
Okay, I use writing in order for them to talk about their triggers, to talk about their memories, if they're stuck in any one particular stage, we write about it. Right now, I'm in the process of doing an anthology of parents who have lost children and they want their child's legacy to be immortalized in a book. And so that's mostly because I found that recently a lot of my friends, like at first when my son passed away, it felt like I was the only one going through that. And recently, a group of my friends one after another have been losing children. And I see them on Facebook and they're going through the same thing that I went through. So I decided to start a group and coach them through. And it's learning the same things that I learned. Like, there's no expiration date to grieving. Grief doesn't come with a textbook. First, you're going to do this, and then you're going to do that. And see, what I was expecting was to go in the order of the stages. So I couldn't understand why one day I was at acceptance, and the next day I was back to denial again. And I learned that you can fluctuate. There's nothing wrong with that. You can fluctuate between the stages until you really finally get to an acceptance. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about what you're going through, because especially as mothers, we like to fix things. Like, if you're going to tell me you're going through a problem, I want to tell you a way to fix it. But you can't fix grief. We can't be like, oh, well, he'll be back tomorrow, because they're never coming back. So you have to live through that. You have to give yourself permission to live again, because I had to give myself permission to live again, because in the beginning I was like, why are you laughing and your son passed away? So I had to give myself permission. But in going through my son's death is how I dealt with everything else. Like, I've already been through the worst. So that's how I dealt with everything else. When the apartment, when someone's apartment caught fire in our complex and they condemned the whole row of apartments, and I found myself homeless, but no fault of my own, I was like, okay, if I can bury my son, I can go through this. When I got married and found out my husband was a substance abuser, and he was in denial. The worst part of him being a substance abuser is not him being on the substance, but him denying that he was on the substance. So you can't help somebody who is in denial. So I ended up getting a divorce. And that's another thing the church was like, we don't believe in divorce. And was he beating you? Was he cheating on you? No, but, you know, he's in denial and he's doing other things that are hazardous to my health and my daughter's health. So I got a divorce. And then in 2021, I suffered a massive stroke. And it was on my right side, and my right side is my dominant side. It's the side that I write my books on and everything. So I had a choice. I could be bitter or better, and I chose to be better. I embraced the things in life that I can still do. Because you see, on April 23rd, 2021, they gave me a 99% chance of dying and a 1% chance of living. So when you looked at odds like that, I can't put my purpose on pause. I can't put off today and say I'm going to do it tomorrow, because what I learned on April 23rd is that April 24th was not promised to me, that the cemetery is full of unfulfilled potentials, dead dreams and visions. Don't die with your purpose inside of me. Yeah, I've had some bad things happen to me, but I look at myself as being that clown at the carnival. You know that clown? You throw the ball at it really hard, and it goes all the way down. And just before you able to claim your giant teddy bear, that clown jumps back up again. Well, they put something back in that clown to make that clown bounce back. Well, life has thrown some really hard curveballs at me that knocked me almost to the ground. And just before the enemy was able to claim victory, I bounced back up again. I call it the bounce back spirit. Everything that I've been through, I bounced back from it. And I told you earlier that I'm an author and I write with my right hand. So I wrote 2 solo books before my stroke. Well, after my stroke, I've written 3 books and I'm in the process of writing the 4th one with one finger on my left hand on my telephone. So I could have given up and said, I'm never going to write again. I'm never going to speak again. Because, see, the enemy told me, okay, this is it. This is the place where you're going to die. This is the place where you're not going to be able to preach anymore. You're not going to be able to write any books. But I want you to know that 20 years ago, someone prophesied to me that I wasn't just local, I was global. And so years went on, and my head, my dream was that first God was going to cure me of my fear of flying, and then I was going to fly to Africa, China, all over the world, giving God's message. A year ago, before my apostle passed away, he said to me, he called me an ambassador to the nations. And now at this point, I've had the stroke and I'm laying here in my bed wondering, okay, God, how you going to do this? You're going to heal me and I'm going to walk and I'm going to be on them planes and stuff again. And then since January 2024, I've spoken on over 250 podcasts, virtual seminars, and conferences. Guess what? I'm global. I'm all over the world. Right here from where the enemy told me it was over. Right here from when I thought that my speaking was over. God said, oh, no, I healed you. Because people who had strokes as bad as you do, and on the side I had it on, my cognitive skills are supposed to be affected. My language skills are supposed to be affected. I'm supposed to be silent now. You ain't not supposed to understand anything I say. That's the reason why I go on podcasts to inspire people sitting in me. Oh, why are you transparent? Don't you feel embarrassed laying in your bed? No, don't you feel embarrassed having a purpose and having 2 arms and 2 legs and you still making excuses of why you can't start that business, why you can't go back to school, why you can't write that book. Oh, no, I'm not ashamed of what I've been through because it wasn't for me. See, going through this stroke wasn't for me, but it was for other people to see that don't have the faith that I have, that don't have the tenacity that I have, that don't have the resilience that I have, to see me going through and still writing books, still speaking on summits and conferences and not being ashamed. That's what it was for. That's, this stroke wasn't under death and I'm going to walk again, but I got to trust the process. And while I'm trusting the process, I'm going through, I'm still doing, living my dream life. I'm not just laying here feeling sorry for myself. I had a pity party about April 23rd. And at that pity party, I just invited doubt. I just invited. See, sometimes you got to uninvite people from your life. So I uninvited doubt. I uninvited low self-esteem. I uninvited what people used to say about me. I uninvited low self-worth. I uninvited all those people. And I invited a daily affirmation. I know that I can do it. That God gives us the ability to get wealth. God wants us to be in good health and prosperous above all things. And I repeat those things to myself every day. And like I said, I'm just not giving up on my dreams.
Nah, you can't. You can't, but you're doing exactly what we were talking about earlier, was about what you speak out your mouth. You know what I mean? Like, that is very important. You don't talk about what you want. You don't even talk about what you don't want. You only speak about it as if you already have it. If you want to be healed, you got to say, I'm healed already. Thank you in advance for my healing. Not wait around for it. Thank you. It's already here. I'm not waiting around for nothing that's going on with me. I'm already thankful for it. Every morning I pray before I leave. It's a bunch of thank yous in that prayer. It's not asking for nothing. I'm not asking to give me nothing. I'm thanking for it already there. Whatever I want, whatever I need, I'm thankful for it already in advance. And I think that's the mindset that, you know, I'm glad that you were able to say that about yourself, right? So the people that's watching and the people that's going to watch the playback, that they got to understand that no matter what you're going through, is what you believe and what you say and what you think that matters to your situation more than what you're going through, right? Yes. What you're going through is always temporary. Like, everybody got to understand one thing about God. Like, he going to bring you through stuff. So one thing is that we got to prove. We got proof that he already brought us through other things. So he going to bring us through whatever we facing at the moment as well, too. Look, the expiration date that everybody afraid of, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. Wherever that date is, it's going to come. So like you say, yo, listen, I ain't going to put off to tomorrow what I could do today. And that's the mentality that a lot of us got to have. Like, yo, I may be sleepy because I put in that extra work. But you got to do it. You said something earlier that was amazing. You was like, yo, you got two legs, two hands. You got everything going for you, and you ain't starting that business. You're not writing that book. You know, I'm doing all this with one finger laying in a bed, and I'm worried. So that's what I mean. People really don't have no excuse. And if you're around somebody that looks at their, like, what they do have is an opportunity, like being able to be mobile, being able to have everything going for them and not make sure, man, look, we can't even be around people who don't see that. We don't even want that energy around us. Like, people who don't understand how to appreciate the small things, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's most important, y'all. Appreciating the small things, right? Having support. So let me ask you that. So in the situation that you have going on right now with you having to be in the bed a lot and all the things that's going on, how is your support system? Do you have people that's helping you and, you know, making sure you can get a lot of things done? How's that going?
Yes, I have an excellent support system. My daughter, who is 22 years old, she takes fabulous care of me. She makes sure that I have everything I need. And not only is she taking care of me, but she's in taking pre-law and school and doing great. My cousin is another one of my caregivers, and she's doing great. My family is supportive. So I don't have time to be depressed and think about my situation in a negative way. I think of it in as my Job experience, and not for me,
yeah,
but for other people to be inspired, right, and empowered that they can do it, that no matter what you've gone through in your life, your current situation is not your final destination. Life is like a book, and the only person that can close that book is God on your expiration date. But inside that book, you can change the page and change the chapter and start all over again. So
right,
don't give up, don't give in, and don't give out. No matter what you've gone through, as long as you still have breath in your body, then there's still a chance for you to live your purpose-driven life. Like I said, each and every one of us has a purpose inside of us. The purpose may be different, but we all have a purpose. Don't allow your purpose to die inside of you. And if I was to say one more thing to your audience, it would be, remember when you were a young child and people used to dare you to do things, and when you came right home, your mother said, boy, why'd you do that? And you was like, they dared me. episode on tonight, I double dog dare your audience to reach inside, even to those dreams that you rocked asleep, thought you could never have, and awaken the dreamer in you. I dare you to dream again.
Right, exactly. And I'm with you on that. I double dog damn too, y'all, because that's a fact, you know, and that's so inspirational and motivational coming from you, man, because after people look at this episode as well as whatever playbacks, because, you know, I'm going to clip this up, I'm going to put this out, and yo, listen, there shouldn't be a person that didn't watch this particular conversation and not think about their life in a different way. You know, people got to understand life is half about what the way you look at it, right? Not so much just about what you're going through, but it's how you look at what you're going through and how you're able to come about it, because you can attract the right energy. Like, you can put yourself in the right vibrational state where everything that you need will come to you. You'll attract it. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to chase what's for you. It's going to come to you long as you're going towards it. And so I think your story is powerful. I'm so thankful that, you know, other podcasts and things. And look at that. Before I go, you know, before we close out, because I want to say that that was very important. The prophecy. There are things that people are words that they're given. And for sometimes they look at it in a literal sense. Right. Because like you said, you felt like you was going to get on planes and go to China and go to all these different places physically. But you wound up being able to go all around the world right there from the comfort of where you are, you know, and you the prophecy was still fulfilled. And you were able to see that versus it being negative about it. Because some people be like, oh, yeah, well, it happened. I was all over the world, but not the way I wanted to be. So see, a lot of times it's not about that. It's about in your purpose. When you find your purpose, everything else will find you. And that's just, I've been saying that for the longest, y'all. Word. I've been talking to my audience and I've been telling them for the longest about your purpose. Once you find your purpose, everything else is going to find you, because you're going to be in that space to keep moving forward. And you really realize why you're here. You and what you're going through is the reason why you're here, because it's for somebody else to pull up. Everybody needs to understand, you know, there is a such thing as redemption. You know, it's a such thing. It's all the great people that you could think of. They had a moment where they needed redemption. Like you said that you were going through a Job experience. From my understanding, Job had to get redemption for what happened to him. Like, come on, let's think about it. He lost more children than more people, the most people that I know. He lost more children than everybody that I know based on the story.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying? So we all got to be in a position where we got to have a reason why we live and what our reason to live for, because the people that are no longer here that we actually have that affinity for, they wouldn't want us to be in these places like the way we are, not keeping moving it forward. And then who wouldn't want to be a person that believes in himself enough to say, yo, I had an amazing experience with this particular person. This person meant this for me. And there's nothing wrong with being able to say that. Like you said, grief don't have no expiration date. You can continue to grieve all you want to. Long as you, I mean, I can't tell other people how to feel. I'm just saying the way that I've been able to deal with the type of losses that I've been able to face with in my life is for me to understand exactly what they believed in me. And that was very important for me. You get what I'm saying? Because now that allowed me to know that I keep going and understand that I got ancestors watching over me.
Yeah.
Because it's all energy. It's all energy. This fleshly body we're in, just a vehicle. It's all energy. One thing about people who grow up, and that's one thing you said earlier about the Black church. They teach everybody about religion and really nothing about spirit. They tell so many people to worry about the Holy Spirit versus the spirit that they have. And what I'm saying to you is that in that particular balance that we got to have in between spiritual and physical, it helps us to be able to determine the balance of how to deal with grief. Because if we understand our spiritual self, and we know that we are a spiritual being having an earthly experience, it's not the other way around. Once we understand that we all connected to the higher power, we all connected to it, right? Once we understand that, then it helps us to be able to move forward in understanding what this vehicle is. This is all energy. They say from the spark of life, whenever the sperm first hit the egg, it's a poof that happened. It's a spark of bright, a burst of light that happened in the dark. So everybody is energy. We all energy from the start. So it doesn't die. Energy don't die. It just transfers. But hey, that's just, I'm not a preacher. I guess that was my preaching moment. You know what I mean? I don't want you to kind of take my preaching card because I'm looking over there. I know you're a minister. You're like, hold on, what this guy trying to do? Nah, it's cool, y'all.
I was gonna pass the offering basket.
Look. We got, now that'd be dope. Now we could pass the offering basket. We can get it. Nah, that's not cool. But yo, definitely appreciate you so much for coming on tonight, okay? And sharing your testimony and sharing your story. It was amazing. And you know, I just want to tell you, man, based on everything that you're going through, because yo, I'm not gonna lie, you are very motivating. I know for me, it's confirmation based on a few things that I've been dealing with for the last couple of days mentally with what I've been listening to. Right. Getting my mind focused on the power of what you think. And you are a confirmation tonight, because a lot of things that you said, if you could go back on my page right now, there'll be clips up there that you said exactly certain things that I've been saying already. So then I know that's confirmation. Another thing is that everything that you said about the fact of those things that are inside of you is the things that you're supposed to be focusing on, and you can make those happen, and why are you not doing it is another thing. So, yo, you have been very much so confirmation for me tonight, and I definitely appreciate you. I hope everybody that watched tonight live and that will watch the playback can get some type of motivation out of this based on what they're doing in life. Not to try and believe in theyself, yo. Pull out that dream inside of you that you said that they was rocked asleep. Yo, pull it out. You're never too old. You're never too short. You're never too tall, you know, to make sure that you can get that shit popping. So thank you.
Thank you for inviting me and having you on my show, on your show, and allowing me to be transparent.
Yeah, facts. I mean, that's what the platform is for. You know, I like to have conversations with people. We don't like to interrogate them. And then, you know, when people are trust you with their story, you got to allow them to tell their story. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of platforms, they kind of, you know, they lose that when it comes down to, you know, the people that's on there. Right? The people that come on there, they're here for a reason. And there's so many interesting people out here in the world that's not celebrities. Right? And they go through real things every day. And it's that thing where people really feel like they're going through everything alone. So it's great that this platform exists, that people can actually come up here and see all the things, because you have no idea. I've talked to so many parents who've lost their child either to police brutality, to pedestrian brutality, what mean getting hit by cars and all that other stuff, to just community violence, right? I've got other people, other parents that are scheduled. So I'm sure that these people are being inspired by your story. And I want to connect y'all in the background so you can, you know, like that story. Because right now I have a bunch of the impacted family. I don't, but a bunch of the impacted families have created monuments for their loved one.
Yeah.
Right. So monuments that could be put up, whether it's in your home or wherever you want to put up, that is in remembrance of the person that you lost. And all these people have lost somebody. And as most of them have been children, and they only child. Right. So they won't have no grandchildren. They don't get to go to graduations and all that other stuff. So trust me, It's a bunch of other parents out there that are like you that are helping other people deal with what they're going through while they're going through. So I look to connect y'all and hopefully keep this movement going, okay? So again, thank you so much for being on the platform this evening. I definitely appreciate you. I wish you a speedy recovery and all that. And make sure you stay on that thing, yo. Once you get back right and you start running again, don't go back to that pig feet. Leave them pig feet alone, yo. leave that bacon alone. It's okay. They say turkey bacon tastes like cardboard, but hey, you rather have cardboard than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like no pork. No more pork for me.
There it is, yo. Let's stand on that. That's how people need to be with iPhones. iPhones and pork are in the same category. Nobody knows. No, but listen, thank you so much. I want you to have a good night. I'm going to stay in contact with you. Whenever I clip this up, I will chop these. I'll put them out. I'll tag you in it. Make sure that you can share it around with your people and your supporters, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Definitely, you too. And to all of y'all that watched tonight, everybody that jumped on tonight, thank y'all so much, okay, for paying attention, for jumping on as y'all do each and every week with your boy. And I want y'all to know, every week, we got more people we talking to, interesting stories, so you want to make sure you subscribe to the channel on YouTube, hit the notification bell so you know whenever we go live and we ready to chop it up with people. And we drop clips even if you get them missing and you can't catch the live, we always got everything ready for you on the playback, so when you got time, you can check it out. So don't forget, y'all, this is your boy Rob One, and until next week, never forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. All right, so until next Tuesday, peace.